Hi, this is a dictation for Justin Henderson. J like Japan, E-S, T like Tom, I-N-E, Justin. Last name Henderson, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Date of birth is 1/23/1947. Date of service is 5/2/2024. The patient is referred by her primary care physician, Dr. Uroda, to be seen for pain control and issue related to her pain. History of chief complaint is patient report that she is suffering from arthritis and autoimmune, arthritis of an autoimmune origin, and she is having pain for last 3 years and now it is more worse. She reports of arthritis pain in all the joints. The pain is terrible, almost 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and she is informed by her primary care physician regarding knee replacement bilaterally and even the hip replacement for a while. And the patient reports that she wakes up every day screaming from pain and continues from dull to sharp. Sometimes it burns, pain is continuous. She does not report any fall, accident, or any other trauma or any other issues. She describes the pain as hot and burning, and it can be from dull to the sharp. Pain severity 5 to 10, ADLs are affected 8. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking, and driving, and relieved by heat and rest, physical therapy. Patient further reports she can walk only up to half a block using a walker, but she cannot walk more than that. She sits painfully and she can stand up to 15 minutes. And her sleep is affected. And she screams when she wakes up due to the pain. Currently, she reports maximum pain in the lower back, which is around 5 to 9. And then both knees and the right hip is the worst among all the joints. The left knee is 9, right knee is 10, and the left hip, right hip is 9 to 10. These pains have been there for 3 years and they have been worsening. Patient never had any X-ray, MRI, CT scan. She denies any radiation of pain to the lower extremities or upper extremities. No numbness, tingling of the finger or toes or extremities. No motor weakness is reported. No fall. No bladder, bowel incontinence. Patient further has no issues with the neurological symptoms like dizziness, vertigo, or any ringing in the ear, loss of balance, memory problem, headaches. Denies any saddle anesthesia. She denies anxiety, depression, panic. She has a moderate sleep disturbance. And she has no incontinence of the urine bowel. She has moderate difficulty in walking, but denies any lethargy or tingling numbness of the extremities. Regarding the past treatment patient report, she has 2 injections, one on each knee with steroid that helped her some. And she had physical therapy before 2021, but did not have any therapy in last 3 years. And kindly review the records for system review. Her primary care physician is Dr. Uroda, U-R-O-D-A. Please review the record for surgical history, allergy history, family history, relationship status, employment status. She is on disability and not working. No legal history and the personal history also. As well as the ADLs. Please, physical examination. The blood pressure is 145 over 80, pulse is 100, pulse ox is 100, and the patient is 130 pounds, 5 feet and 1 inch, 77-year-old, African-American female, average build and nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. There is no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, cholinergia. And there is acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. Patient has good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with her walker in pain due to the pain in both knees and hips. The rest of the exam is this from template, including neurological and psychiatric and musculature examination that are all normal. The musculoskeletal examination is as follows. Inspection, palpation from template, spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. No tenderness or hypertonicity. The range of motion of the cervical spine is normal. At forward flexion 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45, and bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was slightly painful after 15 degrees. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine. Hoffman sign was negative. Perlin sign was negative. Bergman test was negative. Restriction test was negative. No signs of myelopathy. Toto Hall test was negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test, Slum test is negative. Lumbar spine, Burjansky Karnik test is negative. Straight leg Desmond test was found positive at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test was positive. CAN test is positive. Belinsky sign is negative. SI joints are mildly tender with standing flexion test and Ely compression test, distraction test negative. Faber test positive, counseling test is positive. Extremities examination. Both the knees and both hips are found positive. However, both the shoulders, both elbows and hands and fingers are found okay. The upper extremities are warm to touch, well perfused with normal muscle power, reflexes are normal with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasms, varicose veins. The range of motion of all joints is normal in the upper extremity. Regarding the lower extremities, patient has extreme pain in both knees and both hips, especially the right hip. It is 9 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. On examination of the right hip, it is found that on inspection and palpation, there is a crepitation sounds on moving, and there is no contracture, no alignment problem, no muscle spasm, no swelling or tenderness, fracture, dislocation is noticed at the either hip. The range of motions are limited to 100 degrees of flexion and extension and 30 degrees of external and inter rotation bilaterally. Motor strength is 4 by 5. Valgus varus abnormality is not observed. Leg length discrepancy is not noticed. The Patrick sign and Trendelberg sign is negative. Log roll is positive. Ely test is positive. Thomas test is positive bilaterally. Log roll, Ely test, and Thomas test. Examination of both the knee joints. Well, the patient reports pain 9 to 10 in these knees. There is no scar, no previous surgery, no erythema, no effusion. On palpation, there is a severe tenderness, lot of crepitus and grinding noise on moving the knee joints. Their asymmetry, they're swollen and warm to touch. Range of motion is limited to 100 degrees of flexion from full extension. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is 4/5. Valgus varus abnormality not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. McMurray Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. Diagnosis. In general, R26.89, R53.81. In the lower extremities, M79.601. M79.605. In the hip, M25.551, M25.552. Knee, M25.561, M25.562. M22.40. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S3.5, etc. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan. Patient is provided with an order for physical therapy 3 times per week for 8 weeks to focus on the painful area of the lower back, both knees, both hips. An X-ray for the pelvis and for both hips and both knees is ordered. Will be followed up by an MRI if positive findings. Prescriptions for lidocaine gel is provided 5%, 200 gram daily. Tylenol with codeine number 3, 1 every 12 hour is provided. The patient already is on medications for Mobic 7.5 milligram and Flexeril that she should continue. In addition, she takes levothyroxine, Prilosec, Norvasc, Metoprolol, Ditropan that she can continue all of them. Patient will be seen in 15 days time. You can continue doing non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes. Psychiatry is not needed. Fitness club, yes. A review of the available MRI, other imaging record, none are being provided. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, attended care caseworker, not warranted. Past medical records are ordered, released. Investigations, we are ordering an X-ray of the pelvis and both hip, both knees at this time, DMEs. Patient already has a DME for rotator walker, back brace. Education is yes, follow visit in 15 days and personal support, yes. Thank you.